today, we get to hear Kevin live. G'day, Kevin. How are you?
Morning, Annie. Yes, it's actually interesting listening to your program because I realise so many people, they give money to your program, but they also give money to so many programs. So there's a lot of people who give a lot of money in dribs and drabs. And there's three or four people this morning, Ray from Kensington, there was Peter Bonner, there were a few others who gave to City Limits on Wednesday, and they give it all, you hear all week their names being delivered. So, you know, a lot of people are really caring about 3CR, which is wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It is wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. And I was, you were talking earlier about Bill as well, Bill Deller. And, of course, pre-Bill there was Bill Hartley.
Yes,
and Bill Hartley. The week that was his 41 years this August, it started out as a one-off and somehow became every week. And Bill, of course, did Par Avion in those days. But on Radiothon week, he'd invite you in to come in and help him do the program. And there was always a bit of a banquet in the kitchen, so it wasn't too bad. But you'd get up and stagger in there at 7:30, and you'd find he'd invited not just you, but about 30 other people. And you got about a half a minute in the studio for all the time you went in. But it also raised a lot of money because in those days the unions would give, you know, he'd announce $2,000 or $3,000 from various unions late in the program, which unfortunately these days, because of the situation unions are in as well, we don't get anymore. So we just need listeners to really come to the fore, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he was a man of big appetites.
He certainly was, and in fact, speaking of fundraisers, I'll tell you a story, and this is what we don't want to do today. He had a fundraiser when he had his own political party for one federal election, and he had a do at a pub in, a fundraiser on a Sunday at a pub in the city, and lots of food, and it cost a fair bit to run, but he was going to raise money, and after everyone left, I said, Bill, how did you raise money? He said, God, he said, I knew I forgot something, he said. And he hadn't raised
my kind of guy.
He just added to the bill. No pun intended on the name. But a couple of things this week I think worth talking about. That last interview, by the way, just last week, the Victorian government backtracked on its no gas campaign,
yeah,
of course.
What bastards.
And approved, what it approved was not just a new gas project, but also an offshore one. So the poor old marine life's going to cop it if it goes ahead.
I know, it's disgraceful.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's a scam. It's purely for big corporations to make more money.
Well, of course, and they're now running. They ran a conference last week, I mentioned on the week that was, where they concluded that we're not going to reach our renewable targets, so therefore we have to really pump up more coal and gas. I mean, everything's in their favour. Everything they do is, they mouth their commitment to renewables and then say we need more fossils so we can get to renewables. It's a wonderful idea. But the other one this week, I think the brilliant one, and mentioning Tian reminded me, I think one of the great vote catchers of all time was this week's decision by Peter Dutton to say he'll tell us his policy after the election.
What a bastard.
Now, I think that's got to be one of the biggest vote winners of all time. Say, so vote for me, then I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Complete and utter assholes.
Oh, absolutely.
Except that, as someone said, assholes are useful. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be saying rude words on air, sorry.
He has no use, whatever, that man. But the other one I thought worth commenting on this week was, and I think it might even be worth spending some of the money we raise in the Radiothon to actually pay for a psychiatrist to go into the newsroom at the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin, because they're clearly suffering very badly from journalistic schizophrenia, Annie. But this week they had stories saying that, and it's serious in its own sense, but stories saying that even families with wage earners and even some with two wage earners in a family are still going to the food people for help. They can't even afford to put food on their table. The solution put up was we need more good philanthropy so they can get more food to give the families who can't afford it. But we might suggest the real solution is to give them a living wage so they don't need to go to the food place and they can live off their wages. But that aside, given the Herald Sun so cares about families that can't, unfortunately, put food on the table, the week before, when the Commission gave a 3.75% wage increase to the lowest of low paid, which we either thought the Herald Sun therefore would cheer and yell and say, isn't that wonderful, at least they're getting something, they attacked it and said it was going to cripple employers. So I just get a bit worried about the schizophrenia that must run riot in that newsroom, Annie.
Well, there you go. It's just as well we've got 3CR. That's all I can say.
It certainly is. And in fact, it is because another one this week, an interview on the Radio National Brekkie show earlier in the week with one of the ministers, I think. It was in fact with the assistant minister for killing people, who claims to be a left winger, by the way, and I'd hate to think if he was a right winger.
But he
denied that we were supplying arms to Israel, to Zion, and he said the contracts with Elbit were all the weapons were for Australia. There was nothing for Israel in that, nothing for Zion. But the one question she didn't ask was, but there are people out there campaigning because we're supplying parts which go into the aircrafts which are bombing and killing in Gaza. It struck me that if that was an interview on 3CR, if this man would even dare come anywhere near 3CR, we'd probably ask that question.
Yes, I think we might ask that question.
We might well ask that question, whereas the ABC person in the morning decided it wasn't even worth asking.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the difference, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's a tiresome difference, actually. The ABC and its terrible, keep on the respectable voice and wear your suits, and everything will be fine.
And you've got to get the other side, of course, on the week that was, I do interview Peter Dutton on the week that was, of course. I suppose I'm correcting myself here now. But in a serious interview program, we'd have to interview, say, the fossils themselves if we're going to talk about renewable energy. That's how the ABC works.
Yeah. I mean, it's a ludicrous notion that, in fact, it was, I listened to a webinar where they look at things like sources of contradictions in news, and they were following those during the Voice campaign, and they were being told that they weren't covering it fairly because they weren't doing it in an even-handed way. But they pointed out that the only people that were acting in a skullduggery way were the no vote. So therefore, it couldn't be balanced in that, inverted commas, that the concept of, each side, even though there's thousands of different sides to every story anyway.
Yeah, well, and in that same report, they pointed out that early in the campaign, the yes vote was very strong, in fact, but the ABC still thought it should give 50-50 to each side rather than say, well, if the yes vote's so strong, we'll give more emphasis to the yes vote.
Yeah, it's a nonsense. That whole concept is a nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just crazy land.
But thank goodness we've got 3CR and we can keep going after, well, as I say, 41 years. Well, it's interesting, 41 years, the week that was is virtually the same running joke for 41 years every week, but it keeps going.
Well, I say that you slice and dice the world with satire.
Well, we we do. It's just, I mean, in writing it, it's somewhat cathartic to have an attack on those people, but you also think, wouldn't it be nice if they actually heard it themselves? But they probably don't, but who knows, yeah.
Well, we are very grateful. And I know that one time I had a problem with time, and I had somebody, and I had to cut your piece off, and someone rang up and abused me roundly because... You were the most important part of this program.
Well, Bill Hartley, of course, was quite frustrating in many ways, and often he'd put it on about 2 minutes to nine. At 10 to 9, he'd say, we're going to have the week that was now, and then he'd talk till 2 minutes to nine. And at 9 o'clock, he'd say, oh, we've got to go now. And, and you just get
that's
into
great
your first,
radio. I love
you
it.
Get into your first punchline and you cut off.
Well, thanks very much for getting up in the morning and talking to us.
Okay.
And why should people donate to 3CR?
Oh, just to keep the whole thing going if we don't. I mean, the serious, in the early days of the radiothon, in fact, it was literally, if we didn't get the money, we didn't survive. Now it's a bit better than that, but it's pretty close to not being that. It's pretty close to being, if we don't get the money, then the quality and everything else falls. And it's important to go up with technology because that's part of what's going on at the moment in radio. So everything, and it's also bloody costly, and we all volunteer, of course. 3CR, without it, this sort of voice would not be heard anywhere. That's the point, isn't it?
Yeah. Thanks for talking to us, mate.
Okay, Annie, thank you.